The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, October 9th. What the White House is now saying about the impeachment inquiry and the major question the Supreme Court will have to decide. Plus, YouTube's milestone, a Victoria's Secret first, and who's watching you at work. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The White House is pushing back hard, saying the administration will not have anything to do with the impeachment inquiry and calling it illegitimate. In an 8-page letter sent to top Democrats in the House, the White House counsel broke down the reasons, saying the inquiry is partisan and unconstitutional. The letter says Democrats are trying to, quote, overturn the results of the 2016 election, and it accuses them of trying to influence the 2020 election. The letter says they're also denying President Trump due process by not letting him cross-examine witnesses, get transcripts of testimonies, or see evidence. And the Trump administration is already showing how it will not go along with the inquiry. Officials blocked a key person in the investigation from testifying. The U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, who has dealt with Ukraine. Trump said he would normally be fine with Sondland testifying, but not with what he called a kangaroo court. But Democrats have a very different take. First, they responded by sending Sondland a subpoena to testify, and they feel there's more of a reason the White House is trying to keep him from talking. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also said the letter from the White House has false claims. The Wall Street Journal reports she pointed to the, quote, growing body of evidence that shows President Trump abused his office. Remember, this all started from a July phone call where President Trump asked Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden. And he had withheld military aid to Ukraine just days earlier. That led to a whistleblower's complaint and then the impeachment inquiry. The Trump administration has called it all political theater, so stay tuned. A major civil rights question is now in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Is it legal to fire someone because of their sexual orientation or gender identity? Or in other words, does federal law that protects people from workplace discrimination based on sex include protection for gay and transgender people? ABC News reports the Supreme Court justices heard arguments on three cases involving this issue yesterday. One where a woman says she was fired because she's transgender, and two others where men said they were let go from their jobs because they're gay. And it seems for now the court is divided. USA Today reports some of the more liberal justices say these firings should have never happened and the workers are protected by law. But more conservative judges seem to either be leaning the other way or are on the fence or are staying quiet with their opinions. But they're considering whether this specific law actually applies to these cases. The justices are also considering how a ruling in these cases could impact future cases. For example, what will it mean for the debate over which bathrooms transgender people can use, or the debate about transgender athletes participating in men's and women's college sports? Either way, a final ruling is not expected until next year. The NBA versus China. Tension between the two is growing. The NBA is now defending its members' right to free speech. The league's commissioner more firmly defended a basketball executive's tweet from over the weekend, saying it's important the NBA stick up for its values. That's after he faced some criticism for his initial response to it. Well, now China is refusing to broadcast some NBA preseason games this week, and some Chinese companies and sponsors cut ties with the league. It all started with a now deleted tweet from the Houston Rockets general manager. He showed support for pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Remember, those protests have been going on for months now, and mainland China is not happy about it. And this whole conflict is a pretty big deal for the NBA. The New York Times reports the league has been expanding globally, especially in China, and it's been a core part of its mission. And this may be putting all of that in jeopardy. Stay tuned. No, it's not winter yet, and yes, more snow is coming. The Weather Channel reports a major October snowstorm will hit the northern plains in the Rockies this week, and it could bring as much as a foot of snow. Winter storm warnings and watches are already in effect across the area from Idaho to Minnesota. Snow will hit parts of the Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado today and tomorrow, and temperatures in some areas will drop from the 60s to the 20s. By Friday, the storm will hit Minnesota, which could see its first snow of the season. blizzard conditions are even possible. And farther south, AccuWeather says that same winter storm could bring severe weather, including tornadoes, to the area. Kansas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma could see large hail, heavy rain, and damaging winds starting tomorrow. And by the way, in part of Northern California, CNN says 800,000 homes and businesses will have their power shut off today, and they could be without power for several days. It's the power company's way of trying to prevent wildfires during strong winds and dry conditions. All right, more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Care Of. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to get the right vitamins, supplements, and protein powders for your specific needs. It's a great way to support your health goals, especially before the holiday season, and the perfect start to your morning routine. And I like the process that Care Of uses. It all starts with a fun online quiz that gets some info about you and your lifestyle, and the whole process takes just 5 minutes. I also appreciate the scientifically backed data they provide with each recommendation, so there's no need to just guess what's best for your body. So maybe you need something that's best for more energy or perhaps more healthy hair, skin, and nails. You get a personalized plan. And then your vitamins arrive in cute daily packs that I like to leave right on my bathroom counter, helping me remember to take them and making it really convenient each morning. Vegan and vegetarian supplement options are also available. All right, so give it a try. The Newsworthy listeners can get 25% off your first Care Of order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter the code Newsworthy. Again, get 25% off your first order by going to takecareof.com and using the code Newsworthy. Now back to the news. It's the first time a health insurance company says it will cover the cost of an Apple Watch. CNBC says Devoted Health is offering the high-tech watch as a fitness benefit. This is a startup health insurer that targets seniors with its private Medicare plans. Remember, Medicare is the government program that mostly covers people 65 or older. While Devoted Health is only available in Florida, this is part of Apple's plan to take a bigger role in customers' health. Apple is reportedly in talks with other bigger insurance companies like Aetna and United Healthcare to offer similar Apple Watch perks. And keep in mind, some insurers offer a similar benefit with other types of watches like Fitbits. A new survey found for the first time YouTube surpassed Netflix as the place to watch streaming video, at least among U.S. teens. The investment firm's survey cited in the wrap says 37% of teens spend most of their time on YouTube now, compared to 35% for Netflix. And speaking of YouTube, expect to see more political ads soon. The Wall Street Journal reports YouTube is now allowing politicians to reserve their spots as soon as next month for ads throughout the year of 2020, as in leading up to the election. Google just made it easier to listen to music all over your home. Engadget says the tech company just came out with a new feature for Google Home and Nest devices that will let you move music between different devices around your home. All you have to do is say, "Hey Google, move the music to the living room speaker." You can also transfer music from a single speaker to a group of speakers to blast songs through the whole house. And it also works with Nest smart displays and Chromecast Connect TVs, so you'll be able to move YouTube videos between those devices as well. Right now, the feature does not work on any third-party assistant speakers like the Sonos One, but Google tells Variety that too is in the works. Victoria's Secret has taken another step to try to become more inclusive, hiring the first size 14 model for a branded campaign. The model, Allie Tate Cutler, posted the announcement on her Instagram page, saying she's excited to work with the company. USA Today reports Victoria's Secret has faced criticism for its lack of body positive messaging in the past, so now it's trying to rebrand a bit. Lego is testing out a recycling program to keep its plastic pieces out of the trash so they don't impact the environment. The AP says customers can now print out a mailing label on Lego's website, put the Legos in a box, and ship them to Lego for free. The pieces will then be cleaned and given to Teach for America, which is a nonprofit that will donate the Legos to classrooms within the U.S. And some Legos will also be given to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston. Lego says if this goes well, it may even expand this donation program beyond the U.S. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. This week, we're talking about the tech you use at work and who might be spying on you. A business consulting company told USA Today to expect about 80% of large businesses in the U.S. to monitor employees by next year, and they'll use a wide range of tools and data sources to do it. And that's up from just 50% this year and 30% in 2015. In other words, if you work for a medium or large business and you use company-issued computers or phones, you should expect your bosses to get access. Some experts are concerned about privacy and security of all that data at work. Though it's worth saying, employers aren't necessarily just looking for dirt. Experts say most companies want to check out emails, texts, social media, calendars, and more to better understand their employees, from how they do their jobs to how happy they are at work. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.